And we're going to ask our very own Sister Ida Gooden if she will come and introduce and present this dynamic preacher for the hour. Amen.
First, I want to give honor to God for letting me see today. And I'm sure everybody else feels the same way because this place is bright. You would think the Mississippi Mass was here. But I put Revelations up against the Mississippi Mass anytime. Yes, I'm up here supposedly to introduce my sister. What can I say about my sister? This morning, Elder Burnett kind of touched on, I said, he done been stealing my good junk. Because he decided he wanted to preach about a sharecropper. I said, now who told him to preach about that? But she was born to the late Deacon Jerome Whitfield and Mother Cassie Whitfield. They were sharecroppers, and that's what we grew up being, sharecroppers. So all of that stuff that Elder Burnett talked about this morning, we were not feeding pigs. We were sucking tobacco and chopping. She was the baby for 15 years. But that did not spare her. Because when you live with Gerard, if you can walk, you're going to work. So there are four of us, but she was 15 when my baby brother was born. I was graduating whenever he came along. So she stayed the baby for 15 years. Just a little bit of history on her, and I'm going to take my seat. She was one of the 10 students that were pulled out of Lenoir County Schools. She was in the sixth grade. They pulled 10 students from Woodington, Savannah, Kinston High, and Frink, and sent them to all white schools to see how they could adjust to being mixed, integrated. So she was one of those 10 students that got on the bus with a busload of white children from grades 1 through 12. Can you imagine? And she went to Moss Hill to learn to adjust going to school, but she succeeded. She went through something. Made me had to write a letter to the Board of Education because they were picking on me. But my daddy dictated what he wanted me to write and made me read it back. But they stopped picking on me. She was the first black cheerleader at South Lenoir. First black cheerleader. So she's been through some things. My sister is my prayer partner. She's my road dog, my driver. She is my baby sister. So today I saw her do something a little different. The first that I've ever seen happen. I've never seen a preacher get up there and sing before they preach. I mean, she done sung the whole service. So now this is going down in history. Most of them sit right there and they, but she done sung and now she back there. And, okay, here for her grace and ability.
Well, she didn't even tell us who's preaching. Amen. She's very excited. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here, isn't it? Amen.
California. Yes, he will. One more time for the Holy Ghost. Ooh. Yes. God. The Lord will be whatever you need him to be. Whatever you're going through, call on Jesus. And he'll never, ever come short of his word. Sometimes we gotta wait on him because my time is not his time. Do I have any witnesses in the house today? But do you ought to go back with Jesus? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All glory and all honor to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Ooh, I just thank the Lord for all that he's doing. Ooh, all glory and honor belongs to him. I give honor to my pastor, Bishop J.E. Reddick. To our interim pastor, Elder Trevante Ham. To Bishop Elder Burnett. Yes. To all the ministers that are behind me. We bless the Lord on this evening. I'm just so honored to be here on this evening. When Deacon Mathis called me, and he was telling me that the Lord had laid it on his heart, I'm sick. What did you say? And he kept talking. And I said, you said what? And he said, the Lord laid you on my heart to be the speaker. So I just thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. Amen. Because I've realized that it's not about us, but it's all about Jesus. He gets all the glory and all the honor out of everything that's in our lives. I just want to tell him thank you. To all of you that are here on this evening, I'm so blessed. I see a lot of my sisters. Northwest B. Elders, please stand. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. To all other ministers, to my family that are here, everybody that's related to me, stand. My cousin, sister. Everybody, come on, y'all. Amen. 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 Y'all don't know this, but Thomas is my brother. Amen. I am just so thankful. And to my Revelation Gospel singer,
I'm going to get all this out so we can get into the word. But the other night we came to rehearsal, and this young lady, I think y'all know her as Cynthia Carnegie, she looks at me and said, "You can't sing and preach." I said, "Well, I'm singing tonight." And I am so thankful. The Lord has brought us through so much. We've been through so much together, but the Lord brought us through. We've been a blessing to a lot of people. And we are so thankful that the Lord chose us to bless people. So we're going to get into the word. I won't be before you long. Let us pray. Most gracious and all wise God, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for just choosing us to be here on today. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you, Lord, for making ways out of no way. Thank you, Lord, most of all, for saving our souls. Thank you, Lord, for loving on us. We ask now that you speak and that we hear what you are saying. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you love us. And it's all about you. It is not about us. All glory, all honor, and all praise belongs to you. We ask that you take complete control. Speak, Lord, as only you can. In the matchless name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The theme for this week, for today, was Onward Christian Soldiers, Uniting the Past, and Ignite the Future. But God gave me Forgetting the Negativity. Amen. We're going to forget all the stuff. So let us go to Philippians 3. Verses 13 through 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which were behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Are we pressing on today? Now, Philippians was written by Paul, and it was written while Paul was in a Roman prison. Can you imagine us writing a book about joy? Because that's what Philippians is all about. It's about joy. Now, Paul was locked up in prison, but he had the time to sit down and write a book about joy. Remember, Paul was once named Saul, and the book of Acts, chapter 9, tells how he spent his time persecuting Christians. He was called Saul of Tarsus. He was a Pharisee, a Roman citizen, but he violently persecuted the church. He even played a part in the stoning of Stephen. He traveled all over throwing people, men and women, didn't matter, into jail if they called on the name of Jesus. He asked permission to travel to Jerusalem to find anybody that was calling on the name of Jesus. But something happened on the way to Jerusalem. He was on the road to Damascus, and he met Jesus. How many of us have been on a road to Damascus, and we met Jesus? We were in trouble, didn't know which way to go, but we met Jesus. Paul had to forget all the trouble that he had caused in the church, all the negativity that he had caused. Otherwise, he could not have moved forward. How many of us have been crippled with the negative things that we've done? The negative things that people have said. All I got to tell you is let it go. Living in the past will destroy your joy, your peace, and make you bitter. You can't go back and change anything. What you have to do is work for right now and move forward. Put your faith and your trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. You know, for the longest time, I thought it said path, but it said paths. That means no matter which way you're going, the Lord is going to direct you. He's going to lead you down the right path. So you need to put your faith and your trust in Jesus. We got to forget all the negative stuff that people say. Just forget it. The ones that said you ain't gonna be nothing because your daddy won't nothing. You ain't gonna be nothing because your mama won't nothing. You're stupid. You're too fat. Everything that they said that kept you from going forward, let it go. Let it go, because it's not gonna help you. All it does is hold you back and you can't move forward. We have to learn to press forward. Look at Paul. After he was converted, all he did was preach the gospel. All he did was run this race because he had a goal. The goal was to see Jesus one day, face to face. He didn't look back. He didn't dwell on his sufferings. He didn't dwell on the beatings. He didn't worry about being shipwrecked. Didn't worry about being in prison. All he wanted to do was work towards the goal of seeing Jesus. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compressed about with a great cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight, and the sin that so doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. It's not easy. Only by the help of God can we do this. Let me give an example of someone that had to forget the troubles and problems in his life. Let's look at Joseph. Genesis 37 tells us that Joseph was the favorite son of Jacob. That's strike number one. How many of us know that there shouldn't be a favorite child? During these times, a man can marry as many wives as he wanted. And Jacob had children by all of his wives. But Joseph was the favorite out of all the sons. Plus, he was the baby. His father made him a coat of many colors. Didn't make the other children a coat, but made Joseph a coat of many colors. That's strike two. And then he had the nerve to be a dreamer. When he told his father and his brothers about his dream, they became angry. That's strike number three. The brothers were so angry, they wanted to kill him. They decided not to kill him, though, so they threw him in a pit. Then they sold him into slavery. This was enough to make all of us give up. Whenever your family turned their backs on you, you're ready to give up. But Joseph had the favor of God. So he kept moving forward, and he put his faith and his trust in the Lord. When we have the favor of God on our side, there's no devil in hell that can stop us from achieving all that God has in store for us. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Joseph ended up in Potiphar's house. Joseph was placed over all that in the palace. He was in charge of everything. But he ended up in prison. This was enough again to make him give up. But he still had the favor of God. He was connected to God. Joseph was falsely accused and was thrown into prison again. He didn't give up. He kept his faith in the Lord. Sometimes things happen in our lives and we want to throw in the towel. We just want to give up. I'm sick of this. I've had enough. That's when we have to turn our faith and trust in the Lord, knowing that he's going to make a way out of no way. It could be because of a lost job, a divorce, a death in the family. Don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on the negativity. Put your faith and trust in the Lord. We have to do like in Psalms 121. Look to the hills from whence cometh my help. All of my help coming from the Lord. Joseph stayed in prison, but he stayed faithful to God. The favor of God was upon him. So much so that he was rescued from prison and put back in charge. Now, this is the good part. When there was a famine that came in Jacob's daddy's land in the area, Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to get food. Now, Joseph recognized his brothers, but the brothers didn't recognize him. Now, this was a time that Joseph could have been mad. He could have retaliated. He could have said, I'm going to get y'all. I'm in charge. So I'm going to get you. But no, because he had the favor of God and he was pressing towards that mark, he forgave his brothers, gave them food to take back home, and welcomed them back into Egypt. Sometimes when our family turns against us, we've got to turn the other cheek and love people in spite of. Because we got to remember it's not about us, but it's about Jesus and him dying for our sin. Let me slow down. I'm going to give you another example. The Samaritan woman that was at the well. She had five husbands. And the sixth one that she had, the man that she was with, was not her husband. She had to forget about all the people that were talking about her. You know, she went to the well at the hottest time of the day so that she wouldn't have to see them wagging mouth women that didn't know what she had been through. You know, we can sit in judgment and say, I wouldn't have, I should not, I couldn't have done that. But you don't know what you would do if you were in the same situation. So rather than going to the well in the morning when it was nice and cool, she met the hottest time of the day. So she had forget all the stuff that the people said about her. What are you doing here? She forgot all this stuff because she was pressing towards the mark. She got saved and she witnessed to all the people in the town because she wanted to press towards that mark to see Jesus. Let it go. Don't let it hold you back. Let it go. The next one was a woman with the issue of blood. For 12 long years, she suffered. She spent all her money. She was unclean. So she had no friends. But she heard about Jesus. She heard that Jesus was passing by. She said, I don't care what you say. I don't care how you look at me. I don't care what you do. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. So she pressed. She pressed towards the mark and she got healed. Anger and hatred can only hinder your Christian growth. We want to be more like Christ, but we have a problem. We're still in the flesh. Therefore, we still make mistakes. We still have problems. We haven't arrived yet. The flesh pulls us towards sins away from the prize. We have to keep our eye on the prize, which is hearing Jesus say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. If you want to grow and become more Christian like a Christian, we must forget all the negative things that have held us back. The greatest example of one that forgot the things that came to him was Jesus Christ. He didn't look back at the times that his brothers didn't even believe him. He didn't look back at the soldiers when they whipped him and beat him and spat on him and made fun. He let it all go. He forgot the heavy cross that he carried to Calvary. All that he remembered was the reason that he came to earth in the first place. He came to save us, you and me, from our sins. He was pressing toward that mark to go back and prepare a place for us in his kingdom. John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I believe that as he hung on Calvary's cross, on that old rugged cross, he looked down through time and he saw me, a wretch undone, a sinner on my way to hell. But he said, Jesus said, he heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, he looked at me. Now saved am I. It was love that lifted me when nothing else could help. It was God's love that lifted me. Pick me up out of the trash can. Pick me up and clean me up. I was a mess, but because God loved me, because Jesus had mercy on me. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. And I'm so thankful. I'm pressing toward the mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus. I want to be just like it. I'm forgetting all the times that they said I wouldn't make it. All the times that I felt like I was not good enough. All the times I had to keep pressing because I knew that God loved me. Remember, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That was love. They stretched him high. They hung him high. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's love. But that's not how the story is. And in 3 days, he rose again with all power in his hand. He's gone away to prepare a place for us. He's coming again to receive us unto himself. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep working. You got to keep doing what the Lord has told you to do. We can't worry about what people say. We can't worry about the negativity. We just got to trust in God. Trust in him. Because we know he's going to make a way out of no way. We know that he's going to be there in the time of trouble. We know he's going to just love on us when we need to be loved. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Put all of your faith and all your trust in Jesus. He's going to make a way when you don't know what to do. Trust in Jesus. When you're lost and can't find your way, you trust in Jesus. When your friends walk away, you trust in Jesus. Whenever you're sick, you trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for being real, for being real. Thank you, Jesus. So if you don't know what you're doing on today, we offer you Jesus.
Amen.
He's the only one. In the state that the world is in today, you better put your trust in Jesus. Because he's the only one.
Amen.
So they sung, he's all you need. He's all you need. You know, your friends, your little boo-boos, your little boyfriends, and when they get sick of you, you're all by yourself. But Jesus never gets sick of us. He never. You know, if you call your sister today and you want something, you call her tomorrow, you want something. The third time, she's like, what do you want? But Jesus is not like that. You can call him anytime, as many times as you need to. So we offer you Jesus on this afternoon. If you're lost and you don't know which way to go, we offer you Jesus. If you just need somebody to love on you today, we offer you Jesus. I'm speaking from experience. When you're lost and you don't know which way to go, call on the name of Jesus. In the morning, in the noonday, in the midnight hour, no matter when you call him, he'll be there. God bless you.
As the choir sings, if there's one, you still have time to come. Take your time.
Take me and use me. Take me and use me. As one of your heavenly tools. Or I'd do anything. anything, Lord. I'd do anything, Jesus, that you would have me to do, Lord.
Take your time. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus.
Take me.
Yes, Lord.
And use me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Take me and use me.
Thank you, Father.
As one of your heavenly two. For I do anything, Lord. I do anything, Jesus, that you would have me to do, Lord.
A long, 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 long life's highway. Tell it to everyone. Thank you. The things you have done for me. Do we have any other witnesses in the house tonight? No, I'll do anything, Jesus. I'm willing to do, Lord, what you would have me to do. Do. For tomorrow. For that. Be dead. No more, no more sorry. Help me, keep me, use me. I'm willing to be used by you, Lord. Help me. Yeah. be. Here I am, Lord.
Oh, here I am, Lord. Use me for your glory, Lord. Help me. Keep me. Use me. Jesus, keep me, Jesus, use me, Lord. Yeah, he said one more time and just help me, Jesus, Jesus, use me. I do, Lord. I'll do, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can just rest in that right here. Woo, shama mama. Glory. Woo.
So thankful that everyone came out. And I just want to thank my family, my home church, Mount Calvary. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to close. We're going to have a closing selection by the Revelations. ask that you stand.
If you see that I am going astray,
show me the way, Lord.
Guide me by thy hand and show me the way.
Show me the way, Lord.
I am weak, but thou art strong, and you can lead me on.
Show me the way, Lord.
Astray. Guide me by thy hand and show me the way. I am weak, but thou art strong. But you can lead me on.
Show me way.
Okay, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let everybody say amen. Amen.
Show me the way.
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 Show me the way.